Joseph Luke with you. Time for Holton Football Locker Room Chat with head coach Brooks Barta as the Wildcats get another win, beating Prairie LeCompton last week 32-12. Back-to-back wins and a big one to start district play, of course. But, Coach, I wanted to ask you first about that open quarter. You were up 24-0, had the ball three times, scored three times, and, you know, defense, special teams. Seems like if you could bottle up that first quarter, that'd be a pretty darn good football team and a tough one to beat if you could play like that through all four quarters.
Well, I thought the first half that was the best play on the offensive game because of the special teams across the board. You know, don't make it a sweep on the face. By far, that's the fastest. And, you know, start to see the potential of the team that.
You mentioned penalties, so I'll just follow up. I mean, is that, I mean, obviously, too many and a lot of them coming before a snap or after the snap. Is that something that you feel like can and will be, you know, an emphasis point or clean up moving forward?
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever had much trouble with that in the last 2 weeks. It's just penalties, non-aggressive penalties, just little mistakes, not doing small things. So we certainly want to work on that. I think it's going to get better, and if it doesn't, it's going to cause us down the road.
Your defense, I thought, played really well. Of course, had a goal line stand, and, you know, besides fumbling at your own one-yard line, really only allowed one Perry score there to start the second half. But where do you continue to see signs of progress from your defense?
Well, I thought our defensive line was a little bit and we didn't expect that. I think our secondary and our coverage was built together the other night. We're starting to the concept of what we're playing defensively. And, you know, just little things are happening, all that up, big things, and we continue to work on those little things.
We've had a few moving parts on the offensive line. Obviously, we've noted, you know, Trevor Barnett, Dalton Roush, Jackson Barrett tight end. You got some great experience and guys that can certainly create some holes and that you can run behind. But how about the development across the board of some of the newer guys that are first-year starters and how maybe you've seen their progress to help kind of balance things out up front?
No reason for the five guys to tie in on the rest of the offensive line. We've had to move some people around as we've gone this year. I think they've had to play varsity football and continue to work hard in practice. And, we need that to happen. We're going to have to develop more balance in our offensive line.
Is the offensive balance there in terms of just, you know, you've had more success with the quarterback running. You've had more success getting to the outside in the option. You've been able to even make a few more big plays. Abbott Hundley, a 68-yard breakaway touchdown run last night. So, you know, the skill spots, are you happy with the balance and the way the offense is coming together?
Yeah, I think, you know, with our offense, it takes time. I think we're starting to develop our option game a little bit. And you know, all our explosive little guys can run the together just a little bit more, so and just our consistency, our inside running game is improving. And I like what you said earlier this season, this was going to be a team progress. It's hard to take a lot of time for offense to develop, and let's make people that was taking longer.
This week, homecoming, in fact, against Royal Valley. We'll talk a bit about that matchup when we continue here on the Wildcat Locker Room Chat. So we'll be back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton football. After three of the first four on the road, three of these next four, hopefully four of the next five, will be home games for the Wildcats, and it's homecoming tonight against Royal Valley. I know homecoming is a fun time, but a distraction as well, Coach. Is that how these group of guys, I guess, kind of handled all the distractions here this week?
Yeah, it's a lot of distractions that need to be brought to things and make sure they get their sleep and restrictions during the week and there's activities, especially at the end of the week. And then just the non-physical school that they have and the fast kids to.
Royal Valley, your opponent tonight, played Riley County pretty tough. Seems to be a team that's better than years past. What makes them better or what positive things have you seen for them that you've been preparing for here for this game?
But they have a push beat in their backfield, and you know, they're big up front. Obviously, I think that's one of the things, and they just have to be more consistent. And defensively, we're going to go out and pull the ball with them.
What about the progress of some of the youngsters? You've been playing a lot of sophomores, and I know special teams was a concern because you didn't have as much, you know, overall depth and experienced guys that had played on varsity. You bring a lot of younger kids up and expect them to get involved. But how about the progress of special teams and just some of those younger guys maybe you're feeling more comfortable with at certain places?
Well, first of all, I don't like to have to play sophomores. That's kind of a cool part. So I'm going to keep them as a
it's just, you know, you talk a lot about the process and knowing things take a little while to get where you want them to go. But here we are, week five. Of course, it's another district game. So is progress the season going as you had hoped or as you expected here at this point, kind of going into to week five? Is this team, are you comfortable with where they're at and where they're at?
Well, it felt really good in our first test last week, and I think we're probably back to the schedule that we heard it's really good here, and we needed to get better in this first couple of weeks. Beyond these principles have continued to just take a 5 month death practice, and just spend a lot of time trying to recover as these are the goals that we've been looking for.
Hopefully a good homecoming game in Stroll Valley Friday night. Hopefully a big crowd to enjoy it. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck.
Good game. Thanks.
Well, Locker Room Chats Weekly is sponsored by the Farmer State Bank in Fulton, by Community Healthcare System, and by Boomer Steakhouse.